There's a famous quote in the Gemara that tells you of the shiur of how long you have to light the menorah. And that Gemara says, Ad she'tichle regel min ashuk. So the literal translation of the Gemara is until the feet stop moving away from the marketplace. The feet stop walking out of the marketplace, walking back home. Meaning, when people are stopping to walk back from work or from the marketplace towards the evening, at that point, you know, when that stops, when that comes to an end, that's when, until that point is the shiur where you could light. Why? Because the whole concept is about Pisumeni stop publicizing the miracle. And basically the mitzvah is to try to light it at a time when the most possible people can be passing by and witnessing the menorah, and it will remind them of the miracle. And that is the greatest publication of the miracle possible. So therefore, until then is a mitzvah. Rabbi Moshe Lev from Sasev has a nice twist on those words. It's not the pashut pshat or anything near the line of the Gemara. He says, "Ad she'tichle regel min ashuk." What that really means is that a person must understand that Chanukah, the whole basis for Chanukah, the whole purpose of why we're celebrating, is because of the emunah that the Chashmonaim had. The emunah, as the Midrash says, as they went out to war against the Yevanim, against the Greeks, they actually said the Perek of Tehilim, Yoshev beseter elyon betzel shaddai lonan. Right, and that Perek of Tehilim, we're not going to go and translate every single word in that thing, but it's infused with a lot of emunah and bitachon and Hashem. Right, yipol mitzidecha elef orva mimnecha lecha lo yigash. 1,000 will fall next to you, and another 10,000 will fall to your right, but to you they will not touch, to you they will not come. So you might see a lot of noise surrounding you, and a lot of scary things surrounding you, but to you alone, no, Hashem won't let them harm you. That's it. The whole Perek of Tehillim has to do with Emunah and Bitachon Hashem, and that's what they said, and it's because of that that they were saved, that they were successful. So he says, a person must understand that when he goes out to work, he has to have that Emunah and Bitachon, that everything's in Hashem's hands. That the same way Hashem was able to make a tremendous miracle to the Yevanim, that's Lemala Min HaTeva, So too, of course, it's in Hashem's ability to ensure that you have an income. Therefore, he says, therefore, and I hope this doesn't offend anyone in the room with their majors, therefore, excessive hishtadlut is a lack of emunah, and that we all know. Too much hishtadlut, what you're basically saying is, I don't trust in Hashem, I trust in my own hands. And my own hands are what's bringing the food to the table, the bread and the water to the table. That's what's feeding my family, that's what's paying for diapers, right? Me working long hours, me working late nights, the late night shifts, that's what's causing it, not Hashem. That's really what you're saying, in other words. So he says, Ad she'tichle regel min ashuk, means, tichle means to be completed, to be destroyed, to be completed. Ad she'tichle regel min ashuk, what that means is until your own feet are completed from the marketplace, your own feet are finished from the marketplace. You have to have that emunah bitachon to understand that you do the exact amount of ishtalut that you have to do, because that's the that's a prerequisite in order to get your money. You have to do your ishtalut, but not a single minute more. Not a single minute more, because that may be a lack of emunah on your own part. And he gave, and I saw in a sefer that brought a few hints to this from the dreidel, from the sevivon. And he says, what's a sevivon? A person spins it. Now, let me ask you a question. If you spin it very lightly, or if you spin it really hard, are you going to know what's going to happen? Are you going to know what it's going to fall out on? The nun, the gimel, the shin? Are you going to know?
No.
Is there going to be any difference at all, depending on how hard you spin it? He says, no, not at all. If anything, the harder you spin it, the longer it's going to take for you to find out what it's going to be. Right? So he says that's exactly how it works in terms of Parnasai and Ishtadlut. No matter how hard you spin it, no matter how hard you try to go and make your money, as long as there's that initial Ishtadlut that you have to do, whether you spin it a little bit or you spin it a lot, it's not going to change the conclusion. It's not going to change what's going to happen at the end. If anything, if you work really, 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 really hard in long hours and you do too much ishtadlut, it's just going to take you much longer to see your money and much longer to understand that everything is from Hashem's hands. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should should help us understand, come to this understanding that everything is Hakol Bidei Shamayim, Hakol Bidei Shamayim, everything's in Hashem's hands, and Bizchut the Emunah that we have and our fathers have and our grandparents have, we should be Zochet, Geulah, Shlema, Ve'amitit, Bimhera, V'Amenu, Amen. Chanukah Sameach.